This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. We're talking a little NBA right now. And, Daryl, you mentioned Boston, a team that scares you.
Yes.
But not terribly. Why is that the case? They're the defending champs. They're really good. They've been there. They've done that.
I'm confident that the Cavs can beat the Celtics.
But why?
But I am also respectful of they're the defending champs. They took the Cavs to the woodshed last year pretty good. But the Cavs weren't in full strength. Jared Allen was out. They had got Donovan Mitchell was banged up. Like they, you know, Darius had just an all around difficult year. But I have, like, I respect the competition if that makes sense. Like I Tatum and Brown and Porzingis. I respect them, but I think the addition of DeAndre Hunter gives the Cavaliers a missing piece that they did not have last year and gives them an opportunity to better match up with this Celtics team.
Better match up, I'll agree with. The one thing I think, and it was a great move to pick him up. There's no question about that. The only thing I kind of wonder a little bit, are you asking too much of one guy, thinking that he's the answer to slow down Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown? Because that's an awful lot to put on them, man. That's what day was it? Well, it was when the Cavs won their 49th game, and they won in Boston 123-116.
Right.
And Hunter came off the bench, played his 29 minutes. But that's the game where Jason Tatum had 46 points and Jaylen Brown had 37.
Right.
Cavs still won.
I know.
But they didn't have Porzingis in that game.
And remember what happened before they traded for Hunter as well.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So, and I'm not saying that loss to the Celtics prompted Kobe Altman to make that trade, but I think we'd be foolish not to feel like that game was a little bit of an eye-opener.
I would think that's true. Yeah, I would definitely think that's true. You're talking about the game from when February 4th, going back and looking at it. And that was what Brown had. The Celtics won that game, but it was pretty balanced all the way around.
Yeah.
I might be the only guy in Northeast Ohio who thinks that the Knicks could still give the Cavs a great series if they end up with the Knicks. And I think Milwaukee is Milwaukee's either going to like flame out in the first round and just fall apart, and it's going to be, well, Doc Rivers can't coach in the playoffs, and you know,
which is usually the case.
Well, unfortunately for Doc, the reputation is well earned, and
we know who owns that team too. So that would be very delicious for Cavs fans.
25% of the team, I believe.
Yeah, but they're going to be controlling governors.
governors. I love that.
Well, no, that's what they are in the, right? I mean, Dan Gilbert's the governor of the Cavaliers, right?
That is correct.
Controlling governor.
The Haslams are who's Daryl's talking about there. I think Milwaukee could be a frightening team.
Could you see that scene? Like Jimmy and Dee are sitting in their seats at Rocket Arena while the Cavaliers are celebrating eliminating the Bucks. Could you just imagine what that? And Dan sitting in the front row there on the baseline in his Dan seats there. Like, could you just imagine that scene, that dynamic?
Okay, flip it.
Yeah, I don't want to go there.
Could you imagine what the Haslams might hear if they're sitting there in Rocket Arena
and the Bucks
knock out the Cavs?
Dude, can
you imagine what Browns fans are going to be screaming at them?
What? Not only you ruined our football team, and you had to ruin our basketball team too.
There
wasn't
it is.
Football team enough? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. We're having some fun here, but. What round are we talking, by the way? Are we talking round two? Are we talking round one?
That would be round two, right?
Yeah. Well, the way the bracket's lining up right now, it'd be conference semis.
Yeah.
And then you know what the trope would be? Well, Donovan Mitchell can't get past the second round of the playoffs.
Which he's never done in his career, oddly enough.
Well, guess what? Here's my counter to you.
Okay.
Donovan's never won 61 games in his regular season career either.
That's very true. That's very true. The one thing Dan and I have kicked around a lot, if you're Kenny Atkinson, and now lately because of injuries and all, Kenny has had to tighten up the rotation because he just hasn't had as many guys as he's usually had.
Yeah.
So he's playing what looks like more of a playoff rotation, you know, with just going like eight or nine guys against the Knicks the other day. What did he do? He had three guys off the bench who played more than 6 minutes. So he played an eight-man rotation, but he was missing some guys.
And then he emptied the bench with 2 minutes to go.
Exactly. But, you know, along with the normal starters, he played DeAndre, Isaac Okoro, and Sam Merrill. So when he went to the bench, you know, there wasn't much size. You know, against Boston, is that any kind of a big deal? The Knicks didn't have Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
But without Dean Wade in that game, there's, you know, there's a guy. Without Ty Jerome, there's a guy. I wonder if those guys were back, does he play as 9 or 10 guys?
Knicks-Cavs goes 5 games. That's my prediction. If it's Knicks and Cavs, goes 5 games, the Cavs are out for blood.
Out for blood.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
That
series lost, Jeff, and the manner in which, I mean, it was ugly.
Oh, yeah.
It was an ugly series.
Well, that's J.B. Bickerstaff. He's not here anymore.
They not only got beat on the scoreboard, they got beat physically. They got beat emotionally. Their pride just got absolutely obliterated. Oh, absolutely. The Cavs are out for blood. I would venture to tell you the Cavs want the Knicks in the playoffs. They want a piece of that. They want payback.
Okay. Knicks are a different team. I think they're a better team. With Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay.
If they're healthy. So we'll see. But the Cavs are also a better team, obviously, with Kenny Atkinson and with DeAndre Hunter.
I mean, this is not the matchup from 2 years.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What if it's Cavs Pistons at any point in the playoffs?
Ooh, that would be delicious.
That would be kind of scrumptious, wouldn't it?
Oh,
If you would have to think.
See, I root for stories.
Yeah, well, that's a great story.
And the Bucks gives me a great story. The Pistons give me a great story. The Knicks give me a great story.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
All three of those matchups are delicious.
Right. Bucks, Knicks, Pistons, Celtics. Any one of those series is a real deal.
You got to get through those first three teams before you can get to the Celtics.
I know, but still.
Try not to put the cart before the horse, Jeff.
Or the Knicks. You know, because it's the way it's set up, it's going to be Knicks or Celtics.
Yeah.
But, I mean, any one of those storylines is a goodie.
I can't wait.
that's coming up. That could be really good.
That's like putting a 16-ounce steak in front of me with mashed potatoes in a side of fries.
Mashed over bake? Yeah. It is for me.
Yeah. Although, I don't mind a little baked potato with some butter and sour cream.
I agree.
Little chives sprinkled in there, too.
Bacon bits.
I
agree.
Now I'm hungry.
I don't want to go here, but I'm going to go here. What if the Cavs don't make it to the NBA Finals? I'm not even going to say win the championship. What if they don't make it out of the second round? Does Kobe Altman need to sit back and think, all right, is this the right construction on this team? Clearly, with the right coach, it's a team that's capable of dominating the regular season. My gut would tell me it would be way too early to make anything drastic. And drastic to me means involving the core four.
Right.
And the guy that I would look at would be Darius.
I don't think that he would make any moves, and here's why.
I don't think he would either.
Well, let me rephrase. I don't think he would make any moves with the core four.
With the four guys, yeah.
Right. Because I say this all the time, so I have to like stop myself and remind myself. I realize sound bites and press conferences aren't sworn testimony here. But Kobe's approach to this whole thing, right? Because I talked about it. I questioned it last offseason. Can you bring the core four back, right? And it turned out all you needed to do was swap out the head coach, and all of a sudden things seemed to work just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe has talked about countless times his longer view. He's used the Boston Celtics as an example. He's used the Denver Nuggets as an example. Teams that put a group together, and then they stick with them. And that, you know, this is, I believe, is this year four for them?
Of the core four?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's year four, if I remember correctly, just off the top of my head. So, you know.
Or is it year three?
He's mentioned how it takes time.
It's three. Donovan's been here 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
It takes some time here. So I would say he would give it 4 years. You give it to next year to see how far you can go. Because remember, the clock then starts ticking on Donovan again, right?
True.
And we go from 3 years down to two, right? So
the clock will tick on all of those guys.
I realize that. Yeah. But the nice thing about this team, Jeff, is no, and I think this is why you hear Kenny Atkinson talk about how selfless they are. They're not selfish. Everybody's signed. Everybody's got their bag. Nobody's competing for the next big contract right now, right? Everybody's been taken care of. Even DeAndre Hunter, he's here for another 2 years. Like, Kobe's done a brilliant job. So I think he's going to give this playoff run and next year's playoff run before he considers a seismic change. Because he has talked about, he used the Celtics as an example. You know, people talk about, well, they got to bust up the Celtics. It's not working.
Well, they never busted up the big two.
But they basically, you know, they tweaked the roster, but they didn't break up the core of that team. And right. Guess what? They ended up finally breaking through, winning an NBA championship.
And stumbled their way into a couple of pretty good players.
And that is how Kobe Altman has been approaching this with this core four. So I don't think, unless something cataclysmic happens, I think this team, as it's the core of the team as it's constructed, I think it's set for the next 2 to 3 years.
And history in the NBA will tell you that's the way to do it. I mean, think of the teams that have been successful for an extended period of time. That's what they've done.
I mean, it's for people like me to overreact if something happens and be like, just like I did last year. Like, yeah, you can't bring Darius and Donovan back. It's always one or the other, and then you got to go one or the other with Jared or Evan because they can. And then Kenny Atkinson comes in, and boom, all these guys all of a sudden can play together.
Right. It was getting the right guy to make it work together, and it did. But it's, I think this is going to be a wildly, wildly competitive playoffs.
It's going to be entertaining, and even like as I keep reminding people, even when LeBron was sweeping in the Cavs Big Three and LeBron 2.0 were blowing through teams, right? They were sweeping fools. Those games were competitive. They were competitive. It wasn't like they were just running guys out of the gym each and every night. They owned Atlanta. They owned Toronto, right? LeBron is a wanted man in both of those cities, just like Jordan's a wanted man here in Cleveland. The postseason, yeah, buckle up. It's going to be a roller coaster ride, but I do have faith and belief of the Cavs getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and playing the Boston Celtics for a chance to get back to the NBA Finals.
The Browns have a major contingent in Boulder, Colorado for the Colorado Buffaloes fancy named Pro Day. Chris Rose covers the team for the NFL Network. Chris Rose does preseason TV for the Browns. Chris Rose joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.